SBS acknowledges the traditional owners of country throughout Australia.
For SBS Examines, I'm Gloria Lau. Migration has become one of the most politically charged words in Australia, but when people talk about migration numbers, what exactly are they counting?
Well, let's talk about migration now. Through net permanent long-time arrivals, 478,000 came into the country.
There were 489,300 permanent long-term arrivals on a net basis. So this is basically overseas migration.
That's the highest calendar year figure on record.
In February alone, Australia had 96,000 net arrivals. That's nearly 100,000 people in 1 month, 3,400 in a day. Total long-term and permanent arrivals are tracking at 1.15 million for the year.
Political parties have pledged to lower migration intake, including Labor, Coalition and One Nation. The phrase mass migration is being used frequently in today's conversation and rallies. But accurately measuring migration is much more complicated than it might seem. In this episode of SBS Examines, we ask how migration numbers are calculated and why there are so many misconceptions and misunderstandings around our exact migrant intake.
So when people are talking about migration, they're generally referring to net overseas migration statistics that we produce at the ABS. So these are the official measure of how migration is contributing to change in the Australian population.
This is Bjorn Jarvis, head of demography from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. He says net overseas migration is a core measure for understanding Australia's population using a 12 in 16 months rule.
We can see, did they spend 12 months or more in Australia or outside of Australia? And that's what we use to count people as part of the population. Now, that's regardless of their visa type. So if we're talking about temporary visa holders, like international students or palm workers, they could be counted as usual residents and migrants within the population if they stay long enough, or not counted as migrants if they stay for less than those 12 out of the 16 months.
According to the latest data released on the 18th of June by the ABS, net overseas migration in 2025 to 2026 is 301,000. In the financial year before, it was 306,000. It peaked at 556,000 in 2022 to 2023, after the COVID-19 pandemic. But what do these numbers tell us?
It really doesn't tell us very much, without a lot more context. If we want to know anything helpful about migration, we need to know whether that number is made up of people arriving or if it's net figures of arrivals minus departures. We need to know if they're just here for a temporary period, and if so, for how long and for what purposes.
This is Professor Alan Gamlin, the director of the Australian National University Migration Hub. Net overseas migration is not the only way to look at population changes in Australia. Bjorn Jarvis said the ABS produces a variety of data which serve different purposes.
Overseas arrivals and departures data, which looks at cross-border travel, provides some information about people that are crossing the borders, but it's not using the information that we have around whether someone has migrated into the population or migrated out of the population. And using that information, it generally overstates migration. So for instance, at the moment, if you were using that as a proxy, that would be overstating migration by about 60% or about 180,000 people.
Abel Ridsvi, former Deputy Secretary of the Department of Immigration, told SBS Examines these numbers are often misused.
A number of organisations have used the net permanent and long-term movements data to argue that immigration to Australia is exploding and increasing at a rapid rate. That is untrue, but many politicians and media are doing it. Some may be doing it knowingly, some may be doing it because they don't understand the data.
Net overseas migration counts temporary visa holders as part of the Australian population. But how many of these visa holders go on to become permanent migrants?
It's actually really hard for temporary residents in Australia to become a permanent resident. Currently, the permanent migration is capped at 185,000 spots for this financial year. There's a lot of obstacles in order to become one.
That's Johnny Kong, the principal lawyer of Riverwood Migration. He specialises in skilled migration and student visas.
People often forget that not all of the temporary visa holders want to stay in Australia permanently. Sometimes people came to Australia for life experiences like working holiday visa holders or even international students genuinely want to enhance their skills. That's why when we consider temporary migration, we also got to consider the actual percentage of people who actually want to seek permanent residency here in Australia.
The real issue is that we rarely see a balanced accounting for both the costs and the benefits within a single public discussion, which is what we actually need.
Professor Gamlin says migration can bring significant economic benefits, including a larger workforce, higher tax revenue, and increased economic activity. But population growth can also create pressures, including greater demand for housing and infrastructure, as well as concerns about worker exploitation, social cohesion, and national identity. This is where migration forecasts become important.
So the ABS isn't in the business of doing forecasting, but we produce the data that other people will do forecasts from to provide a sense of, you know, how this could play out in the future.
The federal budget and the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook include forecasts of what net overseas migration is expected to be in future years. These forecasts help governments anticipate population growth and plan for demand on housing, transport, schools, hospitals and other services. Abel Ritzvi told SBS Examines these forecasts are important, but they're also difficult to get right.
You're forecasting the behaviour of a very large number of people coming into and out of Australia. That is difficult.
Professor Gamlin emphasised that accurate, clear information needs to be in the public realm if we want a meaningful discussion around migration, without using misleading figures like overseas arrivals to stoke fear or division.
There's no need for panic or alarm about migration. We do not have mass migration. Migration is a pattern, not a crisis.
This episode was produced and presented by Gloria Lau in collaboration with SBS Cantonese. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.